I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1306, The Double Cure. I love to read the Bible. There's no other book, really it's a collection of 66 books, but there's no other book that I have read so much for so many years that still grabs me, teaches me, touches me, instructs me, encourages me, challenges me, and even surprises me. You'd think after decades of reading the Bible and studying it, I'd have it all down pat by now, but I don't. Now maybe I'm a slow learner, or maybe the written Word of God is never finished teaching us and leading us to Jesus. I'm still surprised at how the Word can continue to surprise me. Let me give you an example today. It's about the double cure. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because one time Jesus was asked the question, what's the greatest commandment? And the Jews had lots and lots of them. He didn't hesitate. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's a healing in Luke chapter 17 of the 10 lepers. You probably know the story. Jesus is passing by. The 10 lepers are standing at a distance. They're crying out for mercy from Jesus. It was super common in that day. Lepers, which, by the way, leprosy could mean a minor skin disease all the way up to full-blown leprosy. But whichever it was, it made them unclean. And they couldn't be around their family, and they couldn't go to synagogue, and they couldn't participate in the life of the community like you and I can. So this is a big, big deal with huge life ramifications for them. Well, they cry out to Jesus, and Jesus says, go show yourself to the priest, because the priests were the ones who could pronounce them clean and let them back into society. Then the text says, as they went, they were cleansed. And the story turns, of course, on the one out of the 10 who comes back to say thank you. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, and he gave him thanks. And by the way, the text adds this little dig. He was a Samaritan. But the surprise for me, the one that I had missed for all those years, became clear while reading a book on prayer by Desmond Tutu. Tutu wrote, it seems odd that Jesus should appear to repeat his cure, since the story had already recorded the healing of all 10. I have thought that perhaps this gospel story points to a deeper leprosy in the spirit, a leprosy of ingratitude. To be unthankful, to be unappreciative, is in fact to be diseased. To cleanse our spirit of depression and self-pity and other forms of spiritual leprosy, we have to be thankful, appreciative persons. I think the Archbishop is right. So often the Bible says, give thanks, or do this with thanksgiving. God has done so much. But without gratitude, and I'm talking about verbal, action, run back to Jesus, fall at his feet kind of gratitude, aren't we really still diseased? Here's the great question. What is one good thing that you've yet to tell Jesus thank you for? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that at times we have taken your gifts and your grace for granted. We've been like the 9 who walked away without expressing their thanks, and for that we're truly sorry. Please forgive us for our ingratitude. God, we pray you'll open our eyes and our hearts to see the countless blessings you've bestowed on us each day. The gift of life, the love of family and friends, the beauty of nature, the countless acts of kindness from others. Help us to appreciate the small and large miracles that surround us, recognizing that every good thing comes from you. Heal us from the disease of ingratitude, and help us to cultivate hearts of thankfulness and praise. Thank you, Lord, for your boundless love and your mercy. We offer this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us how to be thankful in all things. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1307. In the meantime, the old hymn says it best. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one. Here it is. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. You see, then we will experience The Double Cure.